friends. Let's see, Sophia.
At a recent snow science class, educator Denali Barron has a handful of 6- and 8-year-olds in her charge. They're a few minutes' walk from the Nature Center, crouched in the snow along the ponds of Hallam Lake, and they're looking closely at snowflakes.
I've never seen one of those snowflakes up close. It's not like you can just go walk out in Austin where my hometown is and you're like, oh, there's a snowflake. It looks so cool.
So how would you describe what you're seeing now to one of your friends in Texas who hasn't done this?
I noticed that they're really shiny in the light.
Yeah, they've got facets on them. They've got edges. Interesting.
Barron praises the children for their curiosity. She's been at ACES since 2012.
That's a very good observation. You see how they kind of clump together, too? Mm-hmm. Can you guess how long ago these snowflakes fell?
3,000.
3,000 seconds? 3,000 minutes? Remember, the big snowstorm was on Monday, right? Mm-hmm. So these snowflakes have been here for 2 days. Do you think they're the same or do you think they've changed?
Changed. Mucho grande.
Mucho grande. Let's see, what kind of place should we look at next, you guys? You want to go close to the water again?
Yeah.
My toes are freezing.
No?
My toes are
Your toes are cold. All right, well, thanks for telling me. Why don't you jump up and down?
Meanwhile, a few feet away, 6-year-old Jack is face down in a snowbank, using a different sensory experience to get to know snow.
What does it taste like?
Popsicles.
It's a good scientific taste test.
Come close to me.
And then everybody come in. There's a really interesting kind of thing happening here on the water. If you guys kneel down in the snow.
Stop. Don't push
or splinters.
Down.
Or splinters.
I'm not.
Everyone crouches next to a partially frozen pond. 6-year-old Quentin scoops up big, sharp-looking crystals from the surface.
They were frozen off of the ice, and it reminds me of feathers. They have points, not like last time.
Once again, I don't think these were here yesterday.
As in, the snowflakes look different than before.
So what happened overnight to help these crystals form?
It was one degrees cold, so they have formed.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. So when the air is so cold, remember, is the ground under the snow warmer or colder than the air usually in winter?
Warmer.
It's warmer, yeah. And even the top of the snow is warmer than the air on a cold night like last night. It makes air rise through the snow. It builds those crystals up until they look like feathers, and they grew so long last night. This crystal that Quentin found is almost an inch long.
And it was still a little too cold for a 6-year-old Eliza.
Oh, my feet are feeling.
Okay, lady, let's go stand on the bridge again where you won't be in the snow. It's a little
warm
there.
Stop. Let's go bridge.
You okay right there, Jack?
Yep.
Food and shelter prevail, and everyone troops back into the warm nature center.
We're going to have our snack now, and then after snack, we will look at some of the photos that we took.
It's probably good to get that snack in, because these pint-sized scientists are only halfway through their day. I'm Elise Thatcher with Aspen Public Radio News.